Dear brothers and sisters in faith, one thing that really stood out to me was stay faithful. And that is a trial that has gone through my life, and I see it in most every believer. There is ups and downs, but Jesus is always there. This morning, to continue with child training makes me kind of weak in a sense. But the subject this morning that was heavily on my mind, to teach children accountability. We all need it, and tremendous power and praise, providing it is applied legitimately or practical, not with a flattering, sincere praise. But accountability, I had to go back to David's incident to get a little bit of and Samuel, 1 Samuel 3:1-9, I think it is. I'm a little bit scattered myself. But the point that David really brought out, he took the accountability on himself. And he did not get that when he was old. He got it as growing while he was watching his sheep and while he was going about his duties as his father. When Nathan was there and told him about the sheep, I think I have that wrong. That was Eli, Samuel, and Eli, it must be Samuel, 2 Samuel 12. Yeah, 2 Samuel 12, 1 to 11. And Nathan said to David, "Thou art the man. Thus saith the Lord of Israel, I anointed thee king over Israel, and I delivered thee out of the hand of Saul, and I gave thee thy master's house and thy master's wives into thy bosom, and gave thee the house of Israel and Judah." No, I have to start back here a little. And David's anger was greatly kindled against the man, and he said to Nathan, "As the Lord liveth, the man hath done this thing shall surely die. And he shall restore the lamb fourfold because he did this thing and because he had no pity." And Nathan said to David, "Thou art the man. Wherefore hast thou despised the commandment of the Lord to do evil in his sight? Thou hast killed Uriah the Hittite with the sword, and has taken his wife to be thy wife, and has slain him with the sword of the children of Ammon. Now therefore, the sword shall never depart from thine house, because thou hast despised me, and hast taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be thy wife." David's repentance and sorrow. And David said unto Nathan, "I have sinned against the Lord." That's what I was looking for. "I have sinned against the Lord." He took it completely upon him. Now, that has to be started when a little child, and it would be very interesting to hear from different ways that you presented the accountability to the children, because I'm sure you all have your own little, your own system, your own ways to do it. I can only say from my experience, but to make a child accountable, where do you start? How do you do it? I still remember vividly as a young father with a couple of children and children around the table passing food. And as we all know, whoever has children, there is going to be things spilled. However it came about, I don't know, but it's in our house when someone spilled something, even a young child, as soon as he could walk or whatever, he was expected to clean up. Mother helped him. I did too sometime. But as they grew older, it was amazing how fast they learned. If they spill, they have to take the consequences. It's a simple little thing. It's almost humorous. But I do believe it was very practical. And as they got older, but then of course, a big thing that turned out after years, and it happened maybe in small scales, but after years, all of a sudden, I spilled something. Then it was my duty to clean it up myself. The only way, example. It was so practical, and the grins and the flashing eyes, it was almost humorous too, but still, that's what David did here. And David said unto Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. But the accountability there did not start when he was in that position. It was back when he was young, as he grew up, and the different things. And James 1:13:5 stresses that. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. And praise, it is marvelous what just a little, when a child is acting up, abusive and arrogant, or words fail me this morning, unruly, and then search for something that is very, like you can sincerely praise the child. Something he did, something he tends to do that is very praiseworthy. Just a certain little comment can do wonders for a little child. In fact, in business world, they do that too. Workers from down the lines. And it's just marvelous what that can do to a little child, or even in a family, or between mother and father. There was a hydro worker, a foreman. He was a very noteworthy man, and he was respected, highly respected. And they were working on power lines. And this one time, all of a sudden, something went wrong and a man got killed. He was dragged to court, and they went through the process, and they couldn't really pinpoint something wrong, and yet they did blame him. And he couldn't get over it that it happened. He cared about his workers. But time went on. He had his job, kept on, and it was some time later, it happened again. Another man got killed, and he was beside himself. And he came to the point that, well, he was on the verge of being fired, and he came to the point of he wanted to get in the depth of his workers, to the hearts of his workers, see if they have a problem, something that he could do or help. And he made a point of every morning, he'd have 15 minutes, discuss this with his workers gently, kindly, if there was something they'd like to share with him. And he detected very fast that sometimes some of them workers had a hard night or a hard day, or they had conflict of some kind, and he just kindly told them, they have leave. He'll make sure they get their pay, but they have leave till they work through it. They're not safe to be on the lines. The point there I want to make is he cared. We as fathers and mothers, we have to watch our children day by day, and we do. I'm not saying we don't. I see that so dramatically here. Well, the same with leadership in a church. It's that intimate care about personal things goes a long, long way. I had a very interesting experience just a couple of months ago. I went to visit a friend of mine in the home. He is was neighbor all these years. I've been farming, and I went to visit him in the home, and the minute I walked into that home, something stood out to me. The home seemed just a little bit, something told me inside, the home seems clean. I went to visit him. We had a good visit, and I walked out, and here was a woman cleaning the halls and the things, and she had a cart full of cleaning supplies. And something was something was provoking me to make a comment. She was busy with on her knees cleaning the corners. And I stopped at that cart, put my hands on the cart, and watched her just silently. And she stopped and stood up, and I just told her, "This place is clean." And you should have seen her light bulb go on. She seemed to be kind of it looked like a drudging job, but the light bulb that went on, it was just marvelous, and I walked away. That's all I said. But then, as those things go, as I walked up the hall, the lights started flashing in my mind and the sirens starting to go off. I went up the hall and did not turn around. I walked around the corner and left. But she was a sight to behold, just that little recognition. And that's what we need to do with the children. We have to know that they are trying hard to learn things that we just take for granted. Go on. And another incident in the Bible, Luke 7:1-10, where a centurion, this is an example of Jesus. I know it's not quite maybe what, but that centurion asked to have his servant healed. That was the point. He cared for his servant, just as his child is. And Jesus remarked there, when the centurion was finished, now when he had ended all his sayings in the audience of the people, he entered into Capernaum, and a certain centurion's servant who was dear unto him was sick and ready to die. And when he heard of Jesus, he sent unto him the elders of the Jews. Amazing. The elders of the Jews, beseeching him that he would come and heal his servant. And it goes through the list there. And when they came to Jesus, they besought him instantly, saying that he was worthy for whom he should do this. For he loveth our nation, and he hath built us a synagogue. Then Jesus went with them, and when he saw not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying unto him, "Lord, trouble not thyself, for I am not worthy that thou shouldest enter under my roof. Therefore neither thought I myself worthy to come unto thee, but say in a word, and my servant shall be healed. For I also am a man set under authority, having under me soldiers, and I say unto one, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it." When Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him, and turned him about, and said unto the people that followed him, here's the praise that I gathered out of it. Jesus said, "I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel." It just few words, that was it. And the people that listened, back to this centurion, he cared for his servants. When you read in Matthew 23, the Jews, the elders of the Jews were sent to Jesus. And when he heard of Jesus, he sent unto him the elders of the Jews, beseeching him that he would come and heal his servant. This centurion loved that servant. He cared. That's where we stand as fathers and mothers and church leaders. And if we're businessmen, there was one man that had exceptional connection with his workers. And even higher officials wondered how he does it. And it turned out that he had registered every worker's birthday and a few comments of his own. I long to sit faithfully back in the pews and listen to people preach that have a better word vocabulary. I'd like to finish this with Psalm 654. If someone can start it, if not, I'll try it. Oh, happy home whose little ones are given early to thee in humble faith and prayer, to thee their friend who from the heights of heaven guides them and guards with more than mother's care. Oh, happy home where each one serves thee lowly, whatever his appointed work may be, till every common task seems great and holy, when it is done, O Lord, as unto thee. O happy home where thou art not forgotten, when joy is overflowing, full and free. O happy home where every wounded spirit is brought physician, comforter to thee, until at last when earth's day work is ended, all meet thee in the blessed home above, from whence thou camest, where thou hast ascended, thy everlasting home of peace and love. Keep on. Jesus is the King. We need to exhort each other daily. Turn it over to whoever.